There comes a time in each person's life where they just have to make a decision. Hello there, and welcome to the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible. And coming to you from Riverside, California, podcasting since 2004, I'm your OG Godcaster, Steve Webb. This is the daily podcast where we're reading through the entire Bible in a year. The lovely Lady Leanne and I are on vacation in Florida right now, so this episode is pre-recorded. We should be back in the saddle around January 13th. But go ahead and send in your prayer requests and praises. I'm checking my email while I'm gone and praying with you and for you. When I'm back behind the mic, I'll try to get caught up with your comments and prayer requests. I would love to meet you while I'm in the Orlando area, so write me an email and maybe we can set something up. Steve@lifespringmedia.com. Our reading today is 2 Corinthians 4 and 5, and I'm calling the episode, Make a Decision. After my comments, we'll of course learn what happened on this date in church history, so let's get started. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. So because of God's mercy, we have work to do. He has given it to us, and we don't give up. Instead, we've given up doing secret and shameful things. We don't twist God's word. In fact, we do just the opposite. We present the truth plainly. In the sight of God, we make our appeal to everyone's sense of what is right and wrong. Suppose our good news is covered with a veil. Then it is veiled to those who are dying. The God of this world has blinded the minds of those who don't believe. They can't see the light of the good news of Christ's glory. He is the likeness of God. We do not preach about ourselves. We preach about Jesus Christ. We say that He is Lord, and we serve you because of Him. God said, "Let light shine out of darkness." He made His light shine in our hearts. It shows us the light of God's glory in the face of Christ. Treasure is kept in clay jars. In the same way, we have the treasure of the good news in these earthly bodies of ours. That shows that the mighty power of the good news comes from God. It doesn't come from us. We are pushed hard from all sides, but we're not beaten down. We are bewildered, but that doesn't make us lose hope. Others make us suffer, but God does not desert us. We are knocked down, but we are not knocked out. We always carry around the death of Jesus in our bodies. In that way, the life of Jesus can be shown in our bodies. We who are alive are always in danger of death because we are serving Jesus, so His life can be shown in our earthly bodies. Death is at work in us, but life is at work in you. It is written, "I believed, and so I have spoken." With that same spirit of faith, we also believe, and we also speak. We know that God raised the Lord Jesus from the dead. And He will also raise us up with Jesus. He will bring us with you to God in heaven. All of that is for your benefit. God's grace is reaching more and more people, so they will become more and more thankful. They will give glory to God. We don't give up. Our bodies are becoming weaker and weaker, but our spirits are being renewed day by day. Our troubles are small. They only last for a short time, but they are earning for us a glory that will last forever. It is greater than all our troubles. So we don't spend all our time looking at what we can see. Instead, we look at what we can't see. What can be seen lasts only a short time, but what can't be seen will last forever. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. We know that the earthly tent we live in will be destroyed, but we have a building made by God. It is a house in heaven that lasts forever. Human hands did not build it. During our time on earth, we groan. We long to put on our house in heaven as if it were clothing. Then we will not be naked. While we live in this tent of ours, we groan under our heavy load. We don't want to be naked. We want to be dressed with our house in heaven. What must die will be swallowed up by life. God has made us for that very purpose. He has given us the Holy Spirit as a down payment. The Spirit makes us sure of what is still to come. So here is what we can always be certain about. As long as we are at home in our bodies, we are away from the Lord. We live by believing, not by seeing. We are certain about that. We would rather be away from our bodies and at home with the Lord. So we try our best to please Him. We want to please Him whether we are at home in our bodies or away from them. We must all stand in front of Christ to be judged. Each one of us will be judged for the good things and the bad things we do while we're in our bodies. Then each of us will receive what we are supposed to get. We know what it means to have respect for the Lord, so we try to help other people to understand it. What we are is plain to God. I hope it is also plain to your way of thinking. We're not trying to make an appeal to you again, but we are giving you a chance to take pride in us. Then you can answer those who take pride in how people look rather than what is really in their hearts. Are we out of our minds? That is because we want to serve God. Does what we say make sense? That is because we want to serve you. Christ's love controls us. We are sure that one person died for everyone, and so everyone died. Christ died for everyone. He died so that those who live should not live for themselves anymore. They should live for Christ. He died for them and was raised again. So from now on, we don't look at anyone the way the world does. At one time, we looked at Christ in that way, but we don't anymore. Anyone who believes in Christ is a new creation. The old is gone. The new has come. It is all from God. He brought us back to Himself through Christ's death on the cross, and He has given us the task of bringing others back to Him through Christ. God was bringing the world back to Himself through Christ. He did not hold people's sins against them. God has trusted us with a message that people may be brought back to Him. So we are Christ's official messengers. It is as if God were making His appeal through us. Here is what Christ wants us to beg you to do. Come back to God. Christ didn't have any sin, but God made Him become sin for us, so we can be made right with God because of what Christ has done for us.
Well, beloved, today I'm going to focus on the seventh verse of chapter 5, which just happens to consist of only seven words. We live by believing, not by seeing. You know, there comes a time in each person's life where they just have to make a decision. Given the facts that can be known, and accepting that there are some things that cannot be known, we just have to decide and move forward. I have someone in my life who has a tremendous amount of knowledge about the Word of God. He's well-read. He's listened to some of the world's best teachers. He says he believes, and yet he cannot rest in his faith. He continues to have doubts because there are things of God that he can't understand. Well, my response is, well, of course you can't understand it all. God is infinite. We're not. It would be a small God indeed if we could have perfect understanding of Him. Well, thankfully, God has loving patience. He allows circumstances in our lives that cause us to have to trust Him. And when we see how He was present in those circumstances, our faith grows. About 9 years ago, when my middle son Stephen nearly died, God showed the lovely Lady Leanne and I once more that He is trustworthy. Today, Stephen is physically healthy. He just celebrated his 7th wedding anniversary with his beautiful wife, and he's doing well in his career. My wife and I felt God's presence during Stephen's crisis, and we knew that whatever happened, He would not desert us. It would have been really easy to look at circumstances and fall apart because Stephen came within a hair's breadth of dying. And during those hours that he was in the operating room, my wife and I were afraid that we were going to lose him, and we shed many tears as we cried out to God to spare him. But we didn't doubt that God had Stephen in His hands, and we knew that his being in God's hands was the very best place that he could be. Leanne and I were willing to accept God's will for Stephen and for us because we were living by believing, not by seeing. Beloved, there are countless times in each of our lives where we can't see what lies ahead. We don't know what God is doing in a given situation. Sometimes all seems lost or the way forward is unknown. That's where faith comes in. We live by believing, not by seeing. Philippians 4, 6 and 7 says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." The peace of God, which transcends all understanding. All the knowledge in the world, All the seeing in the world will not bring such peace. To have this peace, the peace of God, we need to decide to believe. Put the need to know away. Cast it aside. You can't know. Do your due diligence, yes, but then make the decision and let the peace of God guard your heart and mind. He has made promises galore in regards to His love and His protection. Decide to believe. Rest in God's peace. Live as God guides you. Make the decision. I'd love to hear your thoughts. Comment on the show notes page at lifespringmedia.com/S12E125. Our reading tomorrow is Exodus 17 through 20.
And now, as the French say, it is time for Le Boost.
On this date in church history, January 2nd, 1921, the first religious radio program in U.S. broadcast history is heard when Calvary Episcopal Church of Pittsburgh airs its worship service over local station KDKA. The preacher is the Reverend Edwin Jan Van Etten. And now, beloved, let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, You are holy, and we worship You. We thank You for being who You are, unchanging, righteous, just, merciful, loving, and so many more things. Thank You, God, for showing us who You are and for giving us enough knowledge about You and then giving us the faith that we need so that we can make the decision to follow You. For those who are struggling with the faith side of the decision, I pray that You would work in their life in such a way that their faith would increase. You are the author and finisher of our faith, so our faith comes from You. Please, Lord, where faith is weak, I pray that You would strengthen it. I know, Lord, this work often comes with trials, so I pray that You would prepare them according to Your will. And help us, Lord, to be receptive to Your work in our lives. We do trust You because we know that You love us. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. So, beloved, send in your prayer requests and praises to prayer.lifespringmedia.com. As I said, I'll be reading them even though I'm on vacation, and I will pray for you. I welcome your comments on the show. Go to lifespringmedia.com/S12E125, and I'll share some of your comments on the show when I get back. I do want to hear from you, even while I'm gone. So until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. Thank you for being here. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.